Blog Talk Radio.
We are like Nobel Prize when a leader speaks the reflection line. What's up? How you doing? How's it going? The flavor of the month is Sasha Banks. Everyone is buzzing about AEW and saying, forget about Sasha Banks. We're going to forget about all of what WWE's done and focus on them. Nope. Not today, but I will mention them during Off the Rails Uncensored, both AEW and World Wrestling Entertainment, because it is my duty as a broadcast journalist to basically convey to you all what I've been observing. And lately, you know, Sasha Banks has made an impact in World Wrestling Entertainment. How she's talked about, is she helping? I don't really give a fuck, because to me, I give a damn about, is the story producing enough audience attention for the fan base, for the wrestling fan base of WWE, to be like, man, I want to go see what's going to happen next week. So if things are getting heated between the legit boss and, you know, her as the man, Becky Lynch. Last night on Monday Night Raw, edges, you know, words got heavy. You can tell the entire atmosphere is changing in WWE because there just is no stopping Sasha Banks or Becky Lynch from beating the holy hell out of each other all over the arena at Clash of Champions. There is no stopping, you know, the momentum that the women's division has in WWE. Last night, speaking of the women's division, Nikki Cross almost single-handedly beat Sasha Banks and Bayley, and those are two big names in WWE. So I like what's going on so far with the women's division. But, you know, I did say to you probably a week ago, I was going to check the ratings to see where WWE Raw was with Monday Night Football. There was a sleeper, you know, the Cleveland Browns beating up on the New York Jets. But I don't know if the ratings, let's see here. September 16th, 2019, and let's see here, the Raw results, no, that's September 9th, there, let's see here, according to September 16th, it says Monday Night Raw, June average of 2,271,000 viewers on USA Network, up from last week's 2,130,000. So they're up about, let's see, 141,000 viewers, which is, you know, big deal. Raw was number 5, number 7, and number 8 in the cable to the 18 to 49 demographic for the day. Before I get into statistics, cannot talk today. What's up, United Kingdom? What's up, Australia, Latvia, Indonesia, Australia? Good old USA. What's up, Canada? How you doing? What's up, Venice, Italy? What's up? Love you, Rome. I love you, Spain, for listening. Mexico City, Tokyo, Japan. For all you crazies who listens to my ass, thank you for putting up with my sassy bullshit. Anyways, it was going up against the Browns vs. Jets game on Monday night, which drew, of course, 11,797,000 on ESPN. The game was not very good, but was only slightly down from last week's Monday Night Football opener, which drew 13,078,000 total. Raw averaged a 0.71 rating in the 18 to 49 demographic, meaning 0.71% of total people at age that watched the show, up from last week's 0.69 rating. The NFL game did a 4.12 rating. Well, last year, September 17th, 2018, Raw drew 2,672,000 viewers. September 18th, 2017, Raw drew 2,833,000. So hourly breakdown. Okay, folks, drum roll. I wish I had one, please. 8 p.m., 2,417,000. 9 p.m., 2,319,000. And overall, so 2,079,000. So it decreased steadily, but it was about dead even. So how is the women's division helping? I guess you could say, you know, with Stone Cold Steve Austin advertised on the 2K20 game, you know, with Becky Lynch and mixing Hogan and The Rock and Bret the Hitman Hart and Shawn Michaels and Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks and a whole bunch of others. Does that help the ratings? Does that have anything to do with the ratings? I don't know. I don't know what's boosting it. I don't know what's helping it out. But I do know that Bray Wyatt, the whole Fiend aspect, you know, that story is helping as well. But that's not the subject, core subject today. You know, I just wanted to go over some numbers with you. 53 minutes left. Holy fuck, I have a lot to talk about. So, in my opinion, after watching last night's show and having time to think about it and putting my thoughts together, there's going to be a huge story build before Hell in a Cell between Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks. And the way they're going about this story, you know, Nikki Cross was dead to rights, and Sasha was going to attack Nikki Cross with a chair, and out comes Becky Lynch with a chair. I like how the women's division is getting fucking violent. Yes. Have you ever felt at your workplace, ladies, that you wanted to beat the fuck out of someone because they were irritating the ever-living shit out of you, and you didn't have the, you don't have the right to because you lose your job? But in WWE, I bet you it's very therapeutic, you know, to beat up your own best friend with a steel chair. And that's exactly what Lynch, Becky Lynch, did last night. She said, you know what, I beat your ass all over the arena, and you cried about it. So she goes, I'm going to, at Hell in a Cell, end you. I don't know whoever said, you know, the phrase, don't count your eggs before they're hatched. You know, just go with the flow. Becky Lynch is not that type of woman. She just goes for it, and I fucking love it. Sasha Banks is one of those people that you love to hate. So, in other words, she's doing her job, because guess what? No matter how many of us are buzzing about her, she's getting talked about. So she's doing her job. She's doing her part to get attention to her, whether it be negative, you know, people speculate what went really, you know, what really went on. She says it was to clear her head. She says it was, you know, not all for naught, because there are some things that she needed to clear mentally. And by clear mentally, she probably meant I needed to clear my head because there's just too much going on around me. There's too many obstacles. There's too much bullshit. I understand a little bit, maybe not in quite the circumstances that she was undergoing. A lot of people, including myself, know that she was tweeting, she was putting stuff on Instagram, she unfollowed WWE on Twitter, she unfollowed them on Instagram. That's the past. They got to live in the moment. So, in my opinion, yeah, I don't really like her. To be honest with you, if I'm being honest with you, I do not like Sasha Banks. From a personal perspective, because of what she's done to a family member of mine, you know, she negates a lot of autographs. That's one thing. I don't give a fuck. You know, I've learned to forgive, but I won't forget. You want me to get into specifics? Okay, well, we're near the Barclays Center at the Holiday Inn Hotel, you know, being very Mark-esque. And I was like, okay, well, stay right here. We'll be really polite. You know, don't lean over the rail. Don't be too extravagant. She literally walks on by, and my cousin had a Sharpie in hand, and she did not sign, maybe because she had to go to the gym or whatever. And my cousin, you know, I really feel bad because the girl was crying. And even if, you know, no matter what name of celebrity you are, doesn't matter if you're Snoop Dogg, doesn't matter if you are Corey Graves or the level of Mario Lopez or Brandon Urie or Adam Levine, or, you know, I could go on down the list of people. Chris Hemsworth, Liam Hemsworth, doesn't fucking pink. If they walk on by, there's got to be a reason why they walk past you. And I don't know, I don't want to get into the logistics of that because they're human beings, so they got to go. And if they have to go somewhere like the gym to work out, or they have to, you know, work on match concepts or ideas, that's fine. But let's get past the personal. So Sasha Banks comes back a few weeks ago, and the stage is already set because she attacks Natty. Now Natty's got her attention on fucking Lacey Evans, and I'll touch on that later. But now Sasha Banks is back. So she not only attacks Natty, but then Becky Lynch comes out to save the day, and Sasha starts attacking her. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce you to, it's called professional wrestling. Something happens, there's a story involved, somebody writes it, and the feud is set. Matt's set, you know, let's light the fucking wick and make it lit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a treat because I know that she is saddened that her beloved, you know, real football team that she cheers for, you know, and she is in denial, you know. Her real football team is the Oakland Raiders, soon to be Vegas Raiders. She is the El Presidente of the Alexa Bliss fan club and Miz fan club and Nikki Cross. She is the godmother of all professional wrestling fandom. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, yes. She once upon a time serenaded a few managers, but, you know, there are some complaints by the neighbors for noise ordinance, but, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show the beloved Granny Hoaxer.
Well, hello, Train. And
hello.
Fans, I don't listen to him. I absolutely despise the Oakland Raiders. I am, you know, B-Train, I sent B-Train a picture of a Kansas City Chiefs shirt that he's going to get me for Christmas. And it says, you know, President of Chiefs Nation, Arkansas Nation, whatever it said. It had to do with Arkansas Chiefs Nation. That's what B-Train is getting me for Christmas. Okay? Just saying. But my one main reason for calling in, B-Train, how heartbroken I was that the King of the Ring tournament winner was none other than that boring Corbin. I mean, that just broke Granny's heart last night.
Granny, I was half awake. You know, I was watching with Lady Lynn over the phone, and I turned on. I was like, well, come on, Gable. Let's win this match. No, I think the only reason WWE may have done it is because of Harley's passing, Granny. They could have picked anyone better. Come on, Randy Orton, even Samoa Joe. I mean, someone else that could represent the crappiest city in the world. I mean, no offense. Because its sports teams are kind of embarrassing, folks. I mean, you look at, and Baron Corbin wears the worst jersey in the whole wide world. You know, he represents Kansas City. And he wins the tournament. He's an embarrassment to Kansas City, folks. Why, he even denounced them on SmackDown Live, or it was Monday Night Raw. He said, I put this city on the map. No, you didn't. Patrick Mahomes put the city on the map, but you didn't. So,
that's right.
For that matter, dude, you really, I can't wait to hear the coronation. You can hear the jubilation in my voice, son of a bitch. I mean, Granny, I would much rather spray a bunch of Avon perfumes all over my body and lather myself, you know, in a whole bunch of lotion that some poor sap sold me off the street than to watch Baron Corbin's coronation. I mean, it's like he wears a black wife beater. I don't know if he's doing a tribute to Renee's husband, who is no longer with the company, but he's the Kansas City's favorite son. Give me a break.
All Oh my God, it just broke my heart, you know. Just broke my heart.
Of all Missouri representatives, they picked Boren Corbin. Why? Playing a harpsichord concert, you know, at a symphony is more entertaining than that young man. Well, I don't know. He looks older than he looks because I don't know, Granny. A violinist playing their concert by themselves, a boring, real boring symphony piece, would be more entertaining, folks, than watching Boren Corbin go and have a coronation tonight, or, yeah, on SmackDown Live. I don't know whether to laugh, cry, feel sad, because, you know, they claim him from Kansas City. It's like, well, see, because the Chiefs win, Boren Corbin won. See, I blame the Chiefs for that. I blame the Chiefs for that result, because, look, we got to favor him because the Chefs won a football game, and looky, you see, the Chiefs...
I do with Boren Corbin winning that match, you know, last night. My Chiefs have nothing to do with Boren Corbin, okay? Just putting that out there.
And if you realize, because the Chiefs won football games last year, global warming ensued, you know. It just, you know, that's just part of the reason. Part of the reasoning, you know, and bad results. They are the reason why Brock Lesnar held the championship that long. I blame the Chiefs for that. Just saying, just throwing that out there, you know. It's because, you know, they know the Chiefs win football games is why they give the results badly to fans, you know, make Granny go crazy.
Well, Boren Corbin does not make this woman go crazy, let me tell you.
Well, I feel bad, Granny, because it's like, well, did they just do that because Carly passed? Is that their closest representation? You know, they wanted some semblance of...
I don't know.
I have no idea. But, Granny, you know, the women's division is getting more ice. You know, they're getting more physical. The chairs... Kendo sticks. I'm excited.
Oh, I know. It's getting very exciting.
The fact that Sasha and Becky, I never pictured these two in 2019 to be going at each other's throats. Because NXT, you know, it was the Four Horsewomen. It was Becky, Sasha, Charlotte, Bayley. I never expected Bayley to, turn into bad girl. I think it's funny that she is. I just never really picked. She's not the type. It's always the nice ones, they say. Always the nice ones you have to watch out for. And Bayley doing what she did to Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina. I must say, Granny, did you get a chance to watch Clash of Champions?
No, I did not. I had door duty that weekend at the Moose Lodge Sunday. So we had our luau party Saturday night. We had our dance and dance Saturday night and Sunday night, and I was on the door both nights. So we had 114 people at our dance Sunday night. So Granny was very busy.
Yes, so Granny does a lot for her church, and she does a lot for Moose Lodge, and she's a very busy lady, and like I said, she's very busy at WFC when she goes, and she just loves her wrestling, she loves her church, so she's a very awesome lady for that, you know, and she's a very, very busybody, and like I said, Granny, I'm going to make good of a promise, I'm going to find that DVD on Amazon, the NXT takeovers, and you will be... Like, I found some new people to hate, and I found some new people to love.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and Eugenia, like clockwork.
My son Anthony said to tell you hello, B-Train. And you know what, fans? I could have been really ornery Sunday and really sent a nice little picture to B-Train saying that the Chiefs won. But no, I didn't want to rub it in. So Granny was very nice and do that. But you know what my son reminded me of, B-Train? Had I done that, the rules, your rules of you know, thing, you know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not mess with B train.
Yes, those are very good commandments.
You know, your commandments, and you know, he reminded me of that. I said, well, I said, I didn't send him that picture. I could have. But how did you like the one that I sent about piss me off about my Chiefs and I will slap you so hard that Google won't be able to even find you?
I thought that one was funny, Granny. I got a kick out of that one.
Well, like, the only reason why I saved that one is because last week when I was out at the Moose Lodge, we were getting ready to play washers, and I was watching my Chiefs game. Well, someone came in and changed the channel to his St. Louis Cardinals baseball game. And I asked him, I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm changing the channel. I said, I was watching this. And he said, well, I have seniority. And you know what? So
no.
I'm going to start parking in his there at the lodge on Sundays. And I'm going to, you know, but it really pissed me off that, I mean, now had he asked Granny, say, you know, do you mind if I change this? Okay, I would have been probably okay with that if he would have asked first. But just don't go changing the channel just because you think you can.
That is,
you know, I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, you know, don't piss Granny off, you know, when you change my foot, you know, when you're changing my channel in the middle of a football game. You don't do that.
That is a sin, folks. I don't care which fan base you cheer for. That is an ultimate no-no that you don't do, okay? I say that nicely because, well, when you cheer for a team regardless of who it is, I just don't know why would you go and do that? Like, what is your motive to not even ask questions? Like, can someone explain this to me? Like, why you would change the channel without even asking Granny? I mean, she does, like me, like, I would get mad, too. Like, if you change the channel and you didn't say, ha-ha, or at least give me a reason why, then I would get upset, too, folks. I mean, look, it's football season. We're highly intense about who we like. So please, just PSA, if you change the channel, there's a big sign floating above Granny's forehead that will say, I will smite thee if you change the channel. I mean, come on.
I hope you didn't mind me calling in today, train. You know, I was just, you know, thought, well, you know, I just, you know, calling because I know you've been doing some changes and stuff, and you'd always don't need me every week, but it's been a few weeks since I've been on with you, you know. I thought, well, I'll just surprise him and just, you know, call in for a little bit, you know. So
I always say, Granny, people are welcome on my show. I don't care, you know, what time of the week it is. There's one thing we can agree upon. At least our division ain't boring like the Patriots division. Which, I'm sorry, the Jets are a big disappointment to me because, you know, whatever. We're talking sports, Larry, it's fine, you know, it's okay. I know you're one of my regulars. Eugenia, what's up? How you doing, sweetie?
Hi, Eugenia.
She's like, you talking American football? The one saving grace about Eugenia is that she likes, unfortunately, for her, okay, she likes the Saints. That's her favorite football, American football team. She has Drew Brees on her fantasy. Poor Eugenia. He's hurt. And no, Eugenia, I understand what you're going through, dear. We have injuries, too, depending who it is. So who do you pick to win the Super Bowl? I'm curious to know. How dare you, Eugenia? I can't believe you. The Patriots of all teams.
Oh, my.
Why do you say the Patriots? I love to hear this explanation, dearest. Oh, come on. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Uh-huh. Because Drew Brees is down, so therefore everyone... She put, Granny, this is the funniest thing she put. Therefore, everyone is void. Everyone is void. Come on. Eugenia, come on. You got to say someone. Well, who's your second favorite team? The Bears.
Come on.
This is, you know what, Eugenia? I lost faith. Especially when you said the Patriots would win it all. Come on. Well, you know what? She goes, I shall now take the walk of shame. Or take the walk of shame. No, Eugenia, it's okay. I'm not shaming you. I just wonder, question your choice. Now, if you would have said Chiefs, I would have, you know, I would have ignored your messages after.
Well, everybody's got to love somebody, B-Train, you know. Everybody's got to love somebody,
I know.
So.
I laughed at her because she's, oh, goodness. She says, well, I do, she and I messaged each other on Sunday, and she goes, well, if it wasn't for that bloody, she calls it wank of a call. I was like, Eugenia, what do you mean wank of a call? They're roughing the passer. Call that the Raiders have. She says, I'm no official, but she goes, it looks like his arm was in, you know, he had the bolts to it. I don't want to get into officiating and do all that crap because it seems, you know, that's a red area, so we're not going to discuss that on live air, folks. Let's just focus back on Sasha Banks today, okay, shall we? Annie, you know, this is the thing I don't get, and I've said this multiple times. She unfollowed the company on Instagram, on Twitter, went through a whole tirade of I just faced myself. I get it. But for her to make the money of moolah that she be making now, it makes me fucking wonder how she was able to get back into the good graces of the company and be like, oh, well, I want to be a part of the story now because AEW said, no, we don't want your attitude here. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. I mean,
she, I guess, apparently went to go talk to Cody Rhodes, you know, over the phone. And not only did, you know, the discussion of, okay, well, what can you offer us come about? I don't know exactly how the conversation went, but I'm just getting the gist of some articles that stated she was in, you know, at AEW events. I don't know if that's true or not, so I'm not speculating. But based on from what I read, Granny, this young lady who had been with the WWE for almost 6 years, she's won the Raw Women's title 4 times. I think it may have been 5. Maybe 4. And she got mad because her and Bayley lost the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. Okay, that's understandable, but when you throw a tantrum in the locker room, like on the reel, that does not resonate with most of the wrestling community. That means you're a whiny bitch, and to me, I'm not saying that negates Sasha's talent because she's obviously fairly talented at making people get mad and she's obviously getting a buzz about her. But Granny, I mean, let's be real. she really outwore her welcome when she did what she did. And if I was the company, I'd like, I want you to help us, but I also want you to know your attitude is, like, it's not welcomed based on what you just did, based on your actions, you know, social media-wise. I wouldn't take her. I honestly would not take her.
Well, I wouldn't either. I mean, you know, if you're going to have that kind of attitude towards people, I don't care who you are. You don't treat people that way, especially when you're in a professional business such as this. I mean, that's just not right. That's very wrong, and I don't know, you know.
We're about to be entering a Wednesday night war. I remember you and I and others, Granny, remember the Monday night wars. It's very going to be weird to say this, Granny, but Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross are going to be on Wednesday nights with AEW, whereas Mauro Ranallo, Beth Phoenix, and I forget, okay, Nigel McGuinness. So there's three of them versus, you know, the two of them. The WWE is stating that Corey Graves might be going back to NXT from occasion to occasion. But let me just point this out, man. Wednesday Night Wars, the reason why Sasha Banks is a topic today is because, like I said, Granny, when she came back, I had mixed feelings about her. I was like, well, I'm glad to see you, but at the same time, it's like, should I really be for you being back in the company, you know, to help it out, or should I just be like, fuck, I have such mixed emotions. I don't know how the locker room feels about her. I'm pretty sure they're okay with her, but they're kind of on the fence about her. And just the overall feel, like, oh, so she cries and she gets more money. We cry and we get reprimanded or we get fined. That's just my take on Sasha Banks. Like, she's much better than Brock Lesnar attendance-wise. I mean, I'll give her that.
Yes, I do too.
I mean, she...
Ahead, there's
Granny.
Something else funny that I have to share with you because last night Big Swing sent a text message when Corbin won. You know, he's like, "All hail King Corbin," and I said, "Boo King!" Oh. I bet boo boring Corbin. Well, now my son today, he's on this kick. He was doing pretty good for a while, not calling me those, you know, like Granny villain thing. You know, he was doing pretty good for a while. Now he was. Today saying, "All hail Granny Corbin." And I'm like, okay, you can say "All hail Granny," but leave off the Corbin part, okay? Because I don't like him, and he knows I don't like him. But I don't know what his beef is with that, except he's just trying to tease me and give me a hard time or something, like he likes to do. But, you know, when you have kids fans, you know, you got to love your kids, you know. And if my son didn't pick on me, he's kind of picked that up from my husband, you know. So when I deal with them separately, I can usually handle them both pretty good. But when I got them together, Granny doesn't stand a chance. Just saying, just throwing that out there.
You know, it's all fun and games, folks. You know, we, Granny and I, tease one another, and we know that we mean well. So for those of you thinking, you know, it's like, oh, they give each other a hard time, it's like, yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun because, you know, I believe
we do
that
it
you don't give each
fun
other
fans because we love each other. They say you always pick on people that you care about, and I truly believe that, because as much grief as I get from so many people, let me tell you, I mean, it's like this little memory popped up today on my Facebook. And this is a perfect example. I'm sitting here in a nice, comfy leather computer chair holding a sign that said "Reserved for Granny Hulkster." And I know you saw that picture, B-Train, because you reacted to it. But
yes.
3 years ago, on my birthday, I had my other total knee replacement. And UWE, bless their heart, I was teasing them about getting me a recliner chair to sit in for the show that night. Well, that was the closest thing they could get to a recliner chair, and they had that sign taped to that leather office chair, reserving that chair for me so I would have a way to prop my leg and my foot up on, you know, the table leg so I could kind of elevate my knee, you know, after having my knee surgery. So, you know, my wrestling family really takes good care of Granny. They really love me, and I love them for that. Because if I didn't have my wrestling family, I don't know what I would do, you know? So, God love them for that. I'm just throwing out a big shout-out to them out there.
I like because I think one of our fans just said again, why? I was like, this is a great comparison. I love the fact that you guys love old school wrestling. I'm glad that you say where we sound like Bobby Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon. You know, it's just, Granny, I think, like I say, you know, Granny, I think it's great because I do not dress in a weasel suit. Thank God Granny has not found one yet. Because, like I say, I look at the things that Granny absolutely hates, like sometimes, not always, and make it to the point where she, you know, she gets in a tizzy fit about some things, not all, some. Now, granted, like I said, I tease that her football team is the reason why WWE's ratings have dropped. I, you know, because look, they're people, the eyeballs are on Mahomes and that crybaby Kelsey, you know, and I think because there's so many eyeballs on that, that's what's hurting professional wrestling and the climate and the reason why there's so many car accidents and dogs howling and barking in the middle of the night, cats yowling at Granny's doorstep saying, Chiefs lose, please, Chiefs lose, please. And then an epiphany happened. You know, every once in a great while, the Chiefs lose, and all the angels in heaven are singing, you know, and all the saints are singing the praises for the team that did that such thing, except for the Patriots, because we all hate them. But you get my gist, fans. You get my gist. You know, every once in a while, good things do happen, and wrestling's ratings go up when the Chiefs lose in January. So every, you know, Royal Rumble, or before that. It does the heart good when the Chiefs lose sometimes. Only when it matters most, it helps professional wrestling and it helps the environment, you know. A lot of homes are built, no earthquakes. Why, when Mahomes threw 51 touchdown passes, do you know what happened? Lesnar held the championship for so long it made Granny and I wanna pluck our eyeballs out with a fork.
I agree to there.
Because, dear Lord, let me just explain this. Sasha Banks coming back because the Chiefs are winning football games. You see, there's an adverse effect to a lot of things. Becky Lynch retaining the Raw Women's Championship only because if the Chiefs have a bye week, things go back to normal. Now, if they're playing and they win, there's problems, you know. Granny is in denial, folks. She really is. You know, she truly is. I've done research on Granny, you know. Why she was yelling at that referee, there's a picture of it, there's evidence. You know, she was scheming. She says, if you don't give the heel the victory, if you don't give the heel the victory, why, I'll mess up your car and key the front driver's side and make it look like an accident. No one's going to pin the blame on an old, nice old lady like myself. That's what she said, folks, in that picture.
I would not do that, B-Train. You know better than that.
She's hiding behind that red and yellow. She's going to wear a black and white boa one of these days.
No, I'm not. I don't think so.
But anyhow, folks, like I said, there are certain things in professional wrestling that drive Granny and I nuts. Sasha Banks' attitude is one of them. Brock Lesnar holding the championship. Oh, and yes, our personal favorite. Baron Corbin's coronation tonight on SmackDown Live. God bless it. I'd rather just throw chicken at him, you know, hot, fried, fresh chicken out of the fryer. You know, in one of them T-shirt shooting guns, you know. That way he can actually be coronated like the king he is. I say let's put corn dogs in there fresh from the fryer, too. Let's see if he can catch it with his mouth. Oh. Throw in something in
that,
there like
that would be
chicken.
that would be amazing.
Yes. Instead of pancakes, Granny, let's throw hot eggs and sausage at him. He's a king. He's got a dime like Juan.
Yep, that's true.
The only abomination, folks, is the fact that he won the King of the Ring tournament. Of all the names, they had to pick Baron Corbin. And like I said, I don't know if it has something to do with the fact that he trained in Eldon at Harley's school. I think there is pictures of him training in said school, because he was a product of FCW and Harley spoke highly of him. He did work really hard. He's a nice guy. I met him at Metro Pro Wrestling maybe once. Okay. I did not get a picture with him, but I can tell you from experience outside the ring, he's a real nice guy, but inside the ring, if Granny had her cane, Lord help him. Because I think that would be where you see welts on Mr. Corbin and you wonder where they came from. If they're in the shape of Granny's cane, you wouldn't know. I mean, we could just say that he tripped and fell on the sidewalk, you know, or we could say that he tried to get out of his car in like a bumbling klutz. A nice old lady tripped him with her foot.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Lastly, Big Swing. It's kind of funny. Big Swing brought up the fact that if Warren Corbin was part of an indie show, what kind of smack would I talk to him? And I'm like, oh, I said, I would love that. I said, I'd have to think really long and hard, though, before I threw something out there. Because that's the thing, fans. You know, Granny loves doing what she does to do. I mean, my big thing is giving the heels plenty of grief. But I'm always having to stay one step ahead of everybody because I never know what they're going to throw out at me. I never know what they're going to say. So Granny's always got to be on her game to be ready to come back with that punchline, so be it. Because, you know, it's amazing. I mean, we should do a show sometime, B Train, on just some of the stories that Granny could tell you what has been said to me, what has been done to me, what I've done, what I have said, you know. Now, I would never hit anybody with a cane. Now, I have had a tug of war with Angel Medina with my cane because he was picking on a sweet little old lady one night in Arkansas at a Arkansas Pro Wrestling show. And Angel used to come a lot to those shows in Arkansas. And we had a tug of war with Granny's cane that night. And that was fun. I tell you, that was a lot of fun. Now, hitting somebody with my cane, no. I leave that somebody like Tommy Dreamer. Just saying.
Man. I've had my interactions with Corbin, both, you know, outside the ring. He's a very nice dude, very personable. You know, like Corey Graves, met him at WrestleCon, almost missed him, Granny, because they changed the times for the autographs.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, I barely got around the fucking parade, and it really, just going to say, folks, when you're in my neck of the woods and you're in New York, don't be mean to the point where it starts a fight, but be confident enough to fucking move out of the way, because good old Brian Rails has to get, you know, to WrestleCon, which is, you know, a block and a half, 2 blocks. It felt like 200 million miles. Why? Because there's people from out of town that don't really know the city well, so I empathize with them in some ways, but I also say, can you fuckers please move? I have to get an autograph. And when I was telling Renee Young this story, she about died laughing. She goes, oh, guess you got here. She goes, well, I guess you got here, didn't you? And I smiled. They said, how nice a sentiment. The other funny story, Trish Stratus, aren't you going to put it in a plastic sleeve? Trish was kind of like really OCD, but I love her. You know, she's nice. Lita, I like Lita better, Granny, because she's like, are we going to hug or are we going to cuddle? And I say that nicely because, like I said, Lita was really friendly. I met Billy Gunn. If those of you who are asking questions about who I met, at WrestleCon, you meet a whole slew of people. I met one of my favorite managers, aside from Cornette, Granny Hulkster. I sent her that video of Jim Cornette trying to do the reveal of Arn Anderson. He was in a back then, folks, people used to cut eyeballs out of sheets, which is hilarious. and Jim Cornette was shaking his leg, and Granny got a kick out of it because it was the Rock and Roll Express. And anyways, I met Million Dollar Man, and I asked him, I said, you're literally counting out $100 bills at my age. I got to count, you know, because every man has his price. And I was like, that was my favorite thing he ever said as a kid. Is I, you know, people wonder where I got my influences from. And those of you who don't know, Bobby Heenan, Million Dollar Man, Jim Cornette, Mr. Fuji, all great people misunderstood, you know. I got to say, they were very misunderstood. People did not appreciate their intellect, you know, as I say, Jim Cornette especially. And, of course, Jerry Lawler, you know, he, back in the day, now I know everyone's infatuated with Lawler right now because his Hall of Fame and because of what he's been through. But, you know, fans, he did reference Chiefs and Royals, fans. He did in 1995 in your house. He even said, listen to these morons now. That's what he said. And it's a quote that will live forever and be paraphrased from all the great, you know, philosophical geniuses. Why, you know, that is one of the greatest quotes ever. And reference, you know.
Now, isn't today Jim Cornette's birthday, Big Train?
It is. I did wish him a happy birthday on Twitter. Happy birthday, you genius, you. Why, you were very misunderstood. And I like the fact that you brought out tennis rackets to let other wrestlers know who was boss.
Hey, B-Train, I'll be right back.
All right. While Granny goes on her break, she'll be right back, she said. I have 12 minutes to basically let you know that the next content of my show is explicit content for those of you who are young listeners, young adults. Please turn your ears off. Put headphones in, do whatever you have to do, because I will not apologize for the F-bombs that were dropped, not from the sky, but from my mouth. So,
okay, I'm back, you friend.
All right. Well, Granny, we're going to segue into Off the Rails and censor a very brief version of it just for today, folks. It'll be 8 minutes long, and actually 10. So I do not own the rights to the theme Glasgow Cross, all rights reserved, Jim Johnston produced, all rights reserved, WWE Incorporated, 2019. Any use, reproduction, or trademarks of WWE is strictly prohibited. I do not own the rights. I am strictly using this for a showcasing of the show Off the Rails Uncensored, also a trademark show, since March 7th, 2016. All right, hit my music, monkeys. Mentioned her name a zillion million times, like Granny and I mentioned Brock Lesnar's name. The issue that I have with her back is, you know, what, you know, I want to know exactly what went on, and I would like to hear it from her, not just in the documentary that was on WWE Chronicles. I think that's a crock of shit that she got a Chronicles, even though, like, okay, to explain why she came back, why she did it, it's fairly interesting to see the inner workings of professional wrestlers outside of WWE. I don't denounce her talent. I don't ever negate anyone's talent. I'm all for, she's like the Antonio Brown of WWE. She does all that shit, all that drama, and comes back unscathed. No penalty, no fines, whatever. I'm sure there were behind closed doors. It's none of my business. And I always say, keep your nose out of other people's business, because you don't know how it feels to walk a mile in their shoes. Well, with Sasha, trust me, I've been not on the scale that she has been as far as media attention, you know, being a media darling. But I'm just going to say, I understand where she's coming from. When you get fucking burned out in professional wrestling, it's just like people don't understand, blah, blah, blah. We got to, you know, relayed on the reel how it fucking feels to take a break from something that can make you crazy, like this crazy thing we call professional wrestling. So I'm not speaking on behalf of her. I'm just merely an observationist of what she's been doing so far. So far she's been helping. Why? Because is she the center of attention? No. Kind of. There's a mixed answer right there. How is she the center of attention? Well, you know, when you get thrown into right into the mix of the main picture with Becky Lynch, you know, I don't like the fact that Bayley has to be in her shadow still. That's my thing. I don't really like or care for Bayley. Never have and never will. And she doesn't give a fuck. She's making money. Alexa Bliss, you know, it was like an NXT reunion last night. Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross versus Sasha and Bayley, the two, like, cream of the crops from NXT, two out of the four. If you look at the history of NXT, as far as the women's division goes, it was built upon the four godmothers of NXT, Sasha, Bayley, Becky, Charlotte. Charlotte comes from greatness. Where does Sasha come from? So she has to really earn it. She legit, Granny, does not like Alexa Bliss. And she stated, I can get along with her on a professional level if I have to. Force a smile, I will. That's literally what she said at one point in time. I commend her for doing that, you know, because there's a lot of people at work that could get on your nerves and you just have to bite your fucking tongue and be like, okay, I am just going to be professional and I'm going to do it. So when I say things like Sasha's a hurt, but she's also a help, what I'm trying to convey to you all is she's a help in the fact that she helps the story ebb and flow between her and Becky, or between her and Charlotte, or Bayley and Charlotte. Because without her, you're literally staring down the barrel of a women's division that was really hinging off of Becky Lynch, hinging off of Alexa Bliss, hinging off of Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, which, by the way, they lost at Clash of Champions. They did not win. So, mad props to Alexa Bliss, who got injured last night in her match, in the tag match that was next to the main. It should have been the main event, in my opinion. The women are fucking killing it. Yeah, you don't want to put the women in the main event. That's kind of rude, dude. If you're one of those that you can't put the women in the main event all the time, I don't mind them being a part of the main event. I think it's a definite move and a progression forward from what the women's division used to be. Now, let me get back on track. Sasha Banks, to me, and this is not rehearsed because none of my shit is, I feel personally that, yeah, I get it where she comes from, where you get the feeling of, oh, I'm burned out. I feel like I'm at that place in my career where I just am staying stagnant. I'm not enjoying it anymore. This is not for me. I'm just really going through the motions. I need some time. I get that aspect. But when you're literally stepping on the toes of who you're around in the locker room, when you're surrounding yourself with the idealism that I should be the center of attention, I should be the champion, there's no problem with that. Because who the fuck would not want to be a champion? Just who would not want to be at the top of the fucking mountain? Like, honestly, you'd be lying to yourself if you wouldn't say in the NFL, oh, I don't want to be a Super Bowl champion. You're a fucking liar. I don't, you know, if you go to an MMA fight, I don't want to be the welterweight champion. No, this guy can have it. But you have to be out of your mind not to want to be the greatest. I get it. But some people are going to say, well, you're not in her shoes, you're not in her position, so why are you saying shit? If I'm not on her dime, I'm not making her dollar. I get that. Sasha Banks has been the tail end of every discussion that I've had, and I wonder why. Because she's doing something right. She's not all negative in my book. Does it really matter what I say, what Granny says about her, what Lady Lynn thinks about her? No. At the end of the day, who's paying her bills? WWE. Why? Because they write out her fucking paychecks. allow me, folks, to read her net worth to you, because this bears repeating off Forbes.com. This is what she makes. And I've got $250,000. How much does Sasha Banks earn? Courtesy of being one of the most popular female athletes, Sasha Banks earns nearly $250,000 per year. Her base salary in WWE, she also enjoys a net worth of $3 million. So, for those of you wondering why she does it, it's not just because of the money. Because it says how much she makes in a year. I just said $250,000. So she makes $3 million. I bet you they up the numbers for that. But those are the numbers that were presented in front of me. So this is according to multiple fucking websites. So again, you know, if you think that she's doing it for the money, I don't know what her motive is. I don't really care. But if you are earning $3 million, dearest, why are you complaining? Well, they promised her a lengthy title run with Bayley. Danny, I'm sorry, but yes, they would defend their tag team championships in NXT. They would defend them on Raw and SmackDown Live, and they didn't do it. I get why she's upset from that point of view. However, if you're wrestling for a company, it's more about, it's more than just the money. It's the, am I in it for the right reasons? And mentally, I can empathize with her in some areas, but other areas, not so much. You are in this company to make a living and do what you do and take care of your body and look good and be a good role model. That's what you are, in my opinion, as a professional wrestler. Does it ever work out that way? The answer is no, because you're tempted with drugs, money, girls, you know, men, if you're a woman, you know, or whatever you're into, I don't care. But to me, she basically centers around the fact that she looks and sounds selfish outside the ring. And that's my main problem, is like, I want to get behind you. I want to cheer for you. I want to boo you. I am a fan. So it's natural instinct. Yeah, my natural fan instinct is to say, I really don't like you. But my fucking, the other side of the spectrum of me is saying, dear Lord, how selfish can one human being be to make $3 million and a fucking net worth and make $250,000 per fucking paycheck? They get paid monthly. That's how WWE works in their fucking system in some regards, because I remember Granny filling out this really old paperwork as an extra and made $200 per night to a scrub like us. That's a lot of money. And I could tell my grandkids one day, like, hey, you know, granddad did this really cool thing in WWE, and hopefully, you know, it continues. But for her to bail on that, there has to be other factors to why, you know, someone bails on a company and then comes back 4 months later. That's just my take. I'm not holding back, folks, because it's like I have mixed feelings about her. I really, at this point, do. Because at one point, I really lambasted Paige, and they're like, oh, well, why do you like her now? People will always have skeletons in their closet. Yeah, Paige made a porn. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Seth Rollins and his ex got into it when they were in NXT, and they let go of Sara because she got drunk and leaked pictures of him. And they happened to be nude pictures. How do I know all this shit, folks? Because you read and you see, okay? You don't know the whole story, but you read the gist of what goes on in the TMZ world of professional wrestling, right? So Sasha, you know, she doesn't really say much. She's very antisocial. I met one of her friends from high school at WrestleMania 35. She's a nerd. She doesn't speak a lot. You know, there must be a reason why people hate on her. Again, difference of opinion, man. I've met her now 5-6 times in my lifetime. I didn't really get a good vibration off her, but the company must see something in her that most don't. It's called intrigue. It's called interest. She creates interest because she just is that type of person. So that I'm just going to leave it at, you know, I got a mixed emotions about her, and I'm not going to, it's not going to change until, you know, she proves otherwise, where people really get behind her. Some do, some don't. And in the last final seconds, I'm going to say something. You know, you as a career in professional wrestling, you choose how the fans remember you. So do you really want to be remembered as the bitch who was, or the bitch that, man, she's a bad bitch. I really like how she did this. I really like how she did that. You choose, fans. You choose. If you want to be in the world of professional wrestling, you are the one that chooses how you want to be remembered. You do the right things, you get remembered. You do the wrong things, you get. Either way, you get, you leave your fucking mark on the whole world. You leave your stamp in this world of professional wrestling. So, Sasha, I don't know. I don't really care if you listen to this show or not, and I don't think you do because you're probably busy doing PR shit. But I don't know what would make someone so selfish. I may not understand the Millionaires Club of Professional Wrestling just yet. I probably don't know what it's like to sacrifice, as some people put. But I do know, I know what I like in professional wrestling is to get behind somebody that I believe I can get behind. So with that being said, folks, I'm going to end the show with kudos and thank you to Granny for joining me. And if you don't like what good old Brian Rails has to say, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And Granny?
And if you didn't like what Granny Hulkster had to say, what you going to do when Granny Hulkster goes crazy on you? Thanks for letting me be a part of the show today, B-Train. It was fun.
Alright, thank you, Granny, so much. I actually will need you next Tuesday if I have a guest. His name, Blackest Jack. So it's going to be fun.
What time? 5:30?
That'll be 5:30 next Tuesday, Granny.
Okay. So I'll have to jump off. I'll have to jump off probably shortly before 6, but I didn't know how long you were going to be doing your show, but I can help you with part of it, so.
That's all right. Thank you so much, dear. Thank you, fans. My stomach is probably going to eat the subway trains here in a minute. I'm so hungry. So, toodles, bitches, good night, tomorrow, whatever. Happy wrestling. Love you all. Thank you much for listening to me, good old Brian Rails. Good night. Forever. Dig it. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of personality. The person now.